This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Ken Kekos, the go-to guy in Shreveport, Louisiana for dental implants. He has traveled the country working on his advanced training in dental implants. His commitment is to hone the newest techniques available to provide his patients with safe, comfortable, and reliable solutions when it comes to tooth loss. Dr. Kekos is deeply committed to his craft and the satisfaction of his patients and is here today to talk to us about tooth replacement solutions for folks who may be in need. Dr. Kekos, a pleasure to have you with us this morning on eHealth Radio.
Oh, I'm humbled to be invited. Thanks for the offer.
And we're honored to have you, by the way, so thanks for your time. So for starters and for those that aren't so familiar, what is a dental implant?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Dental implants get me really excited because I've seen the changes they've made in my patient's life. They can really restore your confidence and restore your quality of life, your happiness, because they allow us to replace missing teeth. And, you know, teeth are one of those things that people take for granted, kind of like the sense of sight or smell or hearing. You know, you don't know how much your teeth mean to you until you lose one of them, right? And there's been ways to replace teeth for hundreds of years, but implants have really changed the game. A dental implant, just to put it crudely, so that you can paint a picture in your mind's eye, it's like a little bitty wood screw. It's a little bitty titanium screw that we place under the gums, and that gives us the ability to replace one tooth, two teeth, three teeth. Heck, we can replace every single tooth that you have using dental implants.
You certainly don't know what you have until you've lost it, and really good points there. How long does a dental implant work or last?
Yeah, so that's one of the really big benefits of a dental implant versus some of the other modalities to replace a tooth, is that a dental implant with the right patient, the right candidate, can last and should last your whole life. They stay in your mouth. They don't come in and out. And they have an extremely high success rate. Success rate is somewhere between 98 and 99%. And really, that 1 or 2% failure comes from not choosing the right patients.
Now, who would you say is a good candidate for dental implants?
Well, see, we've talked about the shortcomings and the very small amount of implants that don't work, probably around 1%. And I mentioned that comes primarily from using implants on the wrong candidates. And see, the thing about implants is they work on nearly everybody. There's a class of drug out there that y'all may have discussed on this radio that's used to treat cancer and it's used to treat osteoporosis. And that class of drugs is called bisphosphonates. See, bisphosphonates inhibit our body's ability to repair bone. So even if you fell and broke your leg while you're on a bisphosphonate drug, you'd have trouble healing. And the same is true when placing an implant. So folks that are on bisphosphonates and uncontrolled diabetics, those are typically the only two classes of patients, the only two conditions we see with patients that are strong contraindications or strong reasons not to use a dental implant, diabetics, and folks that have a history of bisphosphonate drugs.
Certainly some important information there as well. Today we are with Dr. Ben Kekos, the go-to guy in Shreveport, Louisiana for dental implants here on eHealth Radio's Cosmetic Dentistry and Dental Implant Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kekos, what is PRF?
Oh, PRF is one of the most exciting and revolutionary technologies that have come to oral surgery and dentistry. What we have the ability to do now, and this is really amazing, is we can draw a small amount of blood from your body and we can extract growth and healing factors that your body has produced from your immune system, and then we can put that right back in. Let's say we had to take a tooth out or we placed a dental implant. We can take some of these amazing healing factories that your body has produced, concentrate them, and put it back where that tooth came out or where that implant went in. And what that PRF does is it decreases healing time, may cut your healing time in half. It increases the success rate of whatever procedure we're doing, and it decreases your discomfort. It's really, really amazing stuff.
And lastly, Dr. Kekos, how has cone beam 3D x-rays changed implant dentistry?
Oh, man, that's one of the other most exciting things happening with implant dentistry. Cone beam CT technology, or 3D x-ray, as a layman would call it, allows us to plan and basically complete a surgery or procedure on the computer before the patients ever even come in the office. So what it gives us the ability to do is see any kind of roadblocks or potential complications, any parts of your anatomy that don't show up on regular x-rays, like, let's say, a nerve, a blood vessel, a sinus infection. We can see all that with these 3D x-rays. We can digitally place our implant. We can digitally plan our surgery on the computer. And so we can sit there and tweak things. We can move it a little bit this way, move it a little bit that way, try it this way, try it that way, see what the final result would be before you come in the office. We've worked out all the kinks. So really, it makes a much more predictable, successful procedure for you, the patient. It takes a lot of the stress off of me, the clinician.
Well, Dr. Kekos, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for your coverage on dental implants. Where can listeners get the details on your practice there in Shreveport, Louisiana, online?
Oh, that's really easy to find me online. You can Google me, Benjamin Kekos, K-A-C-O-S. I'll pop up all over the place. Or you can type in ShreveportsDentist.com, and it's important to put an S at the end of ShreveportsDentist.com.
And thanks for pointing that out. Again, Dr. Kekos, thanks for being with us here today. Have a great day, and thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Ben Kekos, the go-to guy in Shreveport, Louisiana, for dental implants. And for further details and to learn more, visit ShreveportsDentist.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.